Some Trump administration officials have proposed not allowing any refugees to settle in the U.S. next year. That's according to a recent story in Politico. Catholic Family Center in Rochester condemns that idea, saying that refugees are vital to economic growth. WXXI's Noelle Evans has more.
The Refugee Resettlement Program has a set limit on the number of people who can be admitted into the country each year. The president decides that number. And since taking office in 2017, President Donald Trump has significantly lowered the cap on people who can be admitted into the country under this program, people fleeing persecution or war-torn areas. In 2016, before he took office, there were 85,000 refugees resettled in the U.S. In 2019, the limit was set at 30,000. Catholic Family Center's Getacho Bashir, a refugee resettlement program manager, says that while the proposal doesn't cut the program itself, it could dismantle it.
The government is not directly asking refugee resettlement programs to close their business or what they are doing. But by starving the system, it will result in dismantling the refugee resettlement process that has been in operation in the present form since 1980s.
Bashir says these programs are intended to save lives and help establish self-sufficiency for refugees.
In the first place, to save lives of those who are under prosecution, that is just the main goal behind a refugee resettlement or allowing refugees to come to the U.S. And once they get here, we do a resettlement to make them self-sufficient and integrate with the U.S. community.
Deputy Director of the Fiscal Policy Institute, David Kalik, says that the refugee resettlement agencies and the people they help settle play an important role in the revitalization of major New York State cities, including Rochester. He says it helps refugees, the U.S. foreign policy, and in the process, New York as well. Historically, New York is one of three states that have taken in the most refugees, along with California and Texas. The Catholic Family Center says that Rochester is one of the top 50 metropolitan areas in the country for refugee resettlement, along with Buffalo and Syracuse. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.